kupai nau muririmi rweshona
lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening to you all. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December the 2nd, 2020. And this is Diaspora Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemire.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As at December 1st, 2020, Zimbabwe had 10,129 confirmed cases, including 8,643 recoveries and 277 deaths.
And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 14 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 1,483,859 have actually died. And according to the same hospital, 10 million people have contracted COVID-19 in USA, and 270,728 have actually died. So, okay. Zimbabwe kanya isibili yamemetheka umkhuhlane lo COVID-19 okunye okumangalisayo. So nxa sikhangela ke kulabantu abedlula 10,000 asebebanjwe COVID-19, abayi 8,643 ngabantu asebasiphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Kube sekusiba labanye sibili ababhubhayo ngesikhathi esijeneyo. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni onke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University biko ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 14 million asebebanjwe COVID-19, kuthi kunani leli kulabayi 1,483,859 asebabhubha. Siyabonga njalo isibhedlela leso ukuthi abedlula 10 million sebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo kwele Melika. Kwese kusithi ke abayi 270,728 balaba sebabhubha. Ye kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Onguwadi wateriri ndizvozvo chaizvo nhasi muchirongwa chedu chatiri kutarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika pamwe nevari muZimbabwe. Tiri kutarisa nezvedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Kushika pari nhasi, Zimbabwe yava nevanhu vanokwana kuita 10,129 kana kuti zviuru gumi nezana nemakumi mairi nevapfumbamwe vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Ipapo pane vanokwana kuita 8,643 kana kuti zviuru zvisere nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mana nevatatu vapona. Vafa kusvika pari zvino vakwana kuita 277 kana kuti mazana maviri nemakumi manomwe nevanomwe. Pamusoro pezvo tinoona kuti nezuro chete vanhu vanokwana kuita 95 kana kuti makumi mapfumbamwe nevashanu vakabatwa vaine chirwere ichocho. Ipapo makumi mashanu nevashanu kana kuti 55 vari mudunhu reBulawayo, kuti makumi maviri nevatatu 23 vari mudunhu reMashonaland East. Dunhu reMashonaland East mazuva apera ranga redunhu ranga richiwa navanhu vaviri vatatu kana kutoshaya munhu anenge aine chirwere ichi. Asi tiri kuona kuti uwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi pari zvino mudunhu iri vave kuwanda, uwando hwavo kukwira. Totarisawo pasi rose, Johns Hopkins University Hospital yemuno muAmerica iri kuti vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose vadarika mamiriyoni makumi matanhatu nemana kana kuti 64 million, kuchiti vanhu vakuda kutosvika pamiriyoni nechidimbu kana 1.5 million vafa nechirwere ichi. MuAmerica vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni gumi nematatu kana 13 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi, nevanhu vanodarika 270,000 kana kuti mazuru mazana maviri nemakumi manomwe vafa nechirwere ichochi. Pamusoro pezvo tichatarisawo nezvekuvhurwa kwemiganhu kana mabhodha akavhurwa nezuro. Zimbabwe yakavhura mabhodha ayo mashanu mahombe nezuro. Tichaona kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei kune zviri kuitika ikoko, asi wakawanda vari kutyira kuti kuvhurwa kwemabhodha kunogona kuita kuti chirwere kana dambudziko recoronavhairas riwande munyika. Pamusoro pezvo tichatarisawo zviri kuitika muno muAmerica pasarudzo dzakaitwa musi wa 3 mbudzi kana 3 November. Nezuro takanzwa mutongi mukuru kana kuti Attorney General weAmerica vaWilliam Barr vachitaura kuti aiwa zviri kutaurwa navaTrump nechikwata chavo kuti sarudzo dzakabirwa zvine mutsindo handizvo. Ndoda kugadziridza pakuti mutongi mukuru ndiro gweta guru renyika, Attorney General gweta guru renyika rehurumende reAmerica. Vari kutaura kuti aiwa zvekutaurwa kunzi sarudzo dzakabirwa zvemhando yepamusoro soro handizvo. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura nhasi, Gibbs.
Yes, as Jonga is saying, you know, the Attorney General, Mr. William Barr, of the Justice Department, said, you know, there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. That would actually change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. His comments come despite President Donald Trump's repeated claims that the election was stolen and his refusal to concede his loss to President-elect Joe Biden. So in an interview with the Associated Press, Barr said U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have been working to follow up specific complaints and information they have received, but uncovered no evidence that will change the outcome of the election. So ya kutsho kodapa ke umnumzana William Barr igothe elikhulu lemelika lithi hayi akuvezi akulalutho oluveza ukuthi ukhetho lwemelika lwatshontshwa. So ke uthi hayi akulalutho loba nje umongameli Donald Trump engafisi ukuthi ayemukele impumela yokhetho lolu. So sibone ngazani kulobuzima okunye okumangalisayo. Ye siyabona njalo ke kulabantu asebechapha umngcele kulandela ke ukuvulwa kwemngcele yelizwe. So we are seeing an issue here that you know, Jonga, the borders have now been opened. So people can, pedestrians can now cross at will. And, you know, some people are happy that they are returning home, and some are happy that they are actually sending goods back home. So some are facing very serious challenges in sending goods home because they are saying those people that they were giving those goods were misplacing them, or somehow some of the items, including money, was misappropriated. So they are really happy. But others fear that maybe this will result in a high number of, or let me say, high cases of COVID-19. So, kunjalo ke chokanamiri.
Ndizvo zvo, Gibbs Ndanzwa, Dennis Juru, vanemutungamiri wesangano revanoita zvekutenga nekutengesa zvinhu kunze kwenyika reInternational Cross Border Traders Association vachiti vagadzirira kupinda muchirongwa chedu, asi vari kuti vachange vachingokwanisa kunge vari muchirongwa kwemaminutes 15 kana gumi nemashanu. International Cross Border Traders Association President Mr. Dennis Juru is one of our guests. Gibbs, I think he is ready now.
Yes, he's actually ready to join us. So let me actually hear from him. Just 1 second. Let's get him into the program so that we can hear what he's saying about what is going on across the borders. So he's trying to call us here, but this call is not doing the right thing. So maybe we'll call him back in 15 minutes. But we've got one of the cross-border drivers, commonly known as Omalaita. So the guy's name is Ntando Ndlovu. Ntando, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yes, so how are things?
Things are well at the moment.
Oh, yes. So you guys, you can now cross the border, or what is going on?
I think I was last at the border by the weekend. So since the border was opened yesterday for pedestrians, I think I'll be at the border this weekend. That's when I'll see what is happening regarding pedestrians. But on our side, in Zomalaisha, we started transporting goods to level three. So I'm a pedestrian, obviously, not allowed to cross the border. Mm-hmm. Only crossing within pass. Some pedestrians were not allowed to charge.
So how was it to cross the borders, you know, when you were under level three? Were you crossing, or were you actually giving people your goods and all those kind of things?
As a Malaysia, we're crossing. We're allowed to cross. We get special permits for crossing.
And what's needed for somebody to cross the border? We are told you have to be tested. You have to have a certificate that is not more than 72 hours late or something like that.
For what? For pedestrians?
Yes.
Yeah, pedestrians, you need to have a certificate which is not older than 72 hours, which is 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that certificate, and you need to have a permit, either a permanent residence permit in South Africa, or a student permit, or a temporal permit, like this Zimbabwe special permit.
Mm-hmm. Jonga.
You need to have them.
Yes. Yes. Okay, hold on then, Dando. Kumbe sikhulume ngesindebele futhi sithi siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Akusitshela ukuthi ukuhamba njani kona manje. Eh njengoba umncane esuvuliwe. Kwenzakalani baba?
Oh, ukhuluma nami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Njengoba umncane esuvuliwe nje bengichila ukuthi eborder ngicine mina eborder ngicine ungakavulwa for ama-pedestrian. Ngoba bekuhamba iya iphasha kuphela.
Mhm.
Abantu bebengakavunyelwa ukuhamba. So since kuvulwe izolo angafiki. But into engiyaziyo ukuthi abantu abavunyelwe ukuhamba abantu abahamba ngeemoto zabo nabahamba amabhasi abantu abangeni kubomalayitsha lokhu kwenzakala ukuthi siyadonsa amatrela kuhambele abantu ngamakhampani akusavumela kuvunyelwa amabhasi lalaba asemabhasini ibhasi ayigcwaliswa leyo kuthiwa ngigena abantu abangu-70 kufanele babe le ncwaba.
I think it was a bit cut off. I don't know what. Are you still there, Ntando?
Still there.
Yeah, kumele babe le ncwadi esinjani?
Kumele babe le ncwadi zona lezi ze-COVID, isetifiketi se-COVID, babe lamaphemithi, amapasipoti abo, babavunyelwe ukuhamba manje. Amaphemithi sikhuluma ngama-permanent residence, ama-special permit, ama-Zimbabwe special permit. Namanye ama-permit nje, ama-work permit.
Aha.
Kutsebe ukuthi nje ngoba kodwa yinto ababeyi-announcile ekuqaleni. Ngazi ukuthi mhlawumbe sokutshintshile sokuvunyelwa wonke umuntu manje ngoba sokuvuliwe.
Aha. So, Jonga, I think Mr. Juru is ready. Can you introduce him?
Yes, Mr. Dennis Juru is the president of the International Cross Border Traders Association. Juru Magadi.
Siripo magadi mkoma jonga magadi takubona baba
tule. Kiye mungu janjuru. Yes, tolu sondele kakule foni ni akwenze tisikuzi. Mwai fagu speaker phone, sondele baba. Sondele kakule. Yes, so mbona zani is ready now. So,
yes. Wajuru, tinona uti sanganorenyu kubwa pa varwa maboda muna March. Ranga richi Ruisa kuti migano yu inge chivurwa. Since March, your association was fighting hard for the borders to open so that people may carry on with their economic activities. What's your take on this latest development that borders opened yesterday?
Yes, it's true, Jonga. We have been fighting for the reopening of borders and we have even been fighting for the borders to be reopened without conditions, especially for the business people like cross-border traders. But unfortunately, the government of Zimbabwe accepted our request by reopening borders with conditions. And this has been long overdue. We're expecting them to reopen those borders, I mean, in line with the reopening of South African borders, because there's no way we can have the South African border reopening, but the Zimbabwean side is still locked. So it's very unfortunate for the poor Zimbabweans that our government have failed to allow us as poor Zimbabweans to start our business as usual. But for now, the government have opened the border for travelers who will be traveling with private cars, those travelers who will be flying, those travelers, pedestrians are now allowed to cross the border. But, you know, if you say pedestrians, it means you mean local people, people who live around the border, because there's no way someone can, walk from Harare so that they can cross the border and start walking again to wherever the job at Lusaka or wherever they would be intending to go. So it seems like this is an anti-poor group, gradual reopening of the border. They are still fighting because what they were supposed to consider is to consider business people, and of which the cross-border traders are in the bracket of business people. We are still fighting. We are still engaging the government so that they can allow cross-border traders to start operating. People have been home for the past something like 8 months without making a living, and we will still appeal to the government that they should allow traders to start operating as usual.
So now, how many people have crossed the borders so far since the borders were open? Can you give us a breakdown?
Yes, the records we have as of yesterday only, which was the 1st of December, at Bridgewater Post, they received 6,338 travelers, of which 622 was turned back because they didn't have enough documentation. At Plumtree Border Post, 2,148 people used Plumtree Border Post yesterday, and 213 people didn't have proper documentation. Forbes Border Post, which is in Manikaland, Mutare, received 1,674 travelers. And of the 1,674 travelers, 531 didn't have proper documentation. If we go to Chirundo Border Post, bordering Zimbabwe and Zambia, 1,148 people visited that border. Of the 1,148, 314 people didn't have proper documentation. At Nyamapanda Border Post, 741 people used that border yesterday only, and 38 people of the 741 didn't have proper documentation. At Victoria Falls Border Post, bordering Zimbabwe with Zambia, 691 people used that border, and 41 people of the 691 people didn't have proper documentation. When we say proper documentation, it ranges from even the COVID-19 test certificates. Some of the people were just coming without COVID-19 test certificates, or with a COVID-19 test certificate which was expired. What do we mean by expired? COVID-19 test certificate is valid for only 72 hours, which is 3 days. So we advise all travelers to make sure they have proper documentation, and it's very, very simple. What they need to add on top of what of the documentation they used to carry is only COVID-19 certificate, which is less than 3 days old. So we advise all the travelers to stick to that regulation, because otherwise they are going to be disappointed. And at the same time, travelers should not try to use buses if they don't have documents which prove that they are not resident in Zimbabwe. If you are a resident, if you are a Zimbabwean resident, don't even attempt to use a bus, as you face some consequences at the border.
Yes, we can hear him.
Yes, on the buses, Mr. Juru, we understand that the buses have to forward names of their passengers to the consulate in South Africa before they even get to the border. Is that true? And if so, may you explain a bit?
Yes, it is true. Now, if a bus wants to travel to Zimbabwe, they should first forward a passenger list, meaning people should book the bus prior to their travel, and then the bus company will forward the passenger list. Passenger list, we mean the list of people that will be on that bus, or that will be boarding the bus. So this will take about 2 days for the bus to be allowed to travel to their destination in Zimbabwe. So what they need to do is, if you are intending to go to Blawa, if you are intending to go to Harare anyway in Zimbabwe, just phone your preferred bus company and make arrangements so that they can include your names and your passport details to the consulate general in South Africa, so that they can be issued with a permit to travel to Zimbabwe. And the permit will be, will have the passenger list attached, stamped by the consular general.
Yes, Chonga, I think there is one phone that is giving us a bit of feedback, but I think maybe they can mute their phones. Mr. Juru, can you mute your phone there? And Ntando Ndlovu, if you can you mute the button, the phone button, just mute it so that we cannot hear that background noise. It's a lot of it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. That's all right. So definitely now they've muted their phones. So we've got some other people that were sending us a lot of videos, a lot of information about what is going on. And one of them is another Malaicha. Let's listen to what he's saying here. Chonga is a guy that comes from Matabele North. So he's one guy that has been in this business for a very, very, very long time. So let's get him onto the show and hear what he says. There he goes.
Ninjani badala bengithanda ukuthi ngibingelele ngini lonke abadala sihlobo nabangane kwabangaziyo nabangangaziyo. Mina ibizo ngingutalent ngakwaNdlovu. Ngiphuma esigodini sasenyama eNdlovu eDeli kwaNdlovu. Abaningi bangazi ngumalume Malaitha. Abaningi bangazi ngokumbiza ngegama, abanye bangazi ngokumbiza ngesibongo. Ngokuhlala ngibased kakhulu eCape Town. Ngilayitsha ngisuka eCape Town ngibheka eBulawayo, ngibheka eNyama Endlovu, ngibheka eTsholotsho. NeHarare nayo ngiyayithwala ma impahla zakhona zithe zaba ziningi. Then ngibale oKadoma ma uhamba vaya eHarare. Bengifuna ukuthanda ukukhuluma ngendaba yecorona. Singabomalayitsha sonke le ndaba yecorona ayisiphathe kabi kakhulu. Kakhulu isiphathe kabi kakhulu. Sehlulekile nokuthi siwondla abantwabethu ngoba yonke into bevaliwe, amabhode bevaliwe, imoto zingavumelekanga ukuthi zingene, nabantu bengavumelekanga ukuthi bengene ngoba siphila ngakho thina lo. Kodwa ke kungasenani, sibonge njengoba upresident wethu ethe wavula lapha avule khona. So nathi sinethemba njengoba kuvuliwe ukuthi izinto zizawubuyela ngesimo, nathi sisathi sikwazi ukuthi sibhekelele abantwana bethu. Nani njengabakhastoma ethu nathi sinethemba lokuthi saphinda futhi sisebenzisaneni kahle ngendlela le besisebenzisana ngayo. And the two lingakhohlwa ukuthi mas sisebenza kanjalo, silandelene umthetho, ligqoka amamaski, li-sanitize nezandla zenu. And the two e-border kuyafunakala i-certificate se-COVID-19. Kunjalo ke kumele before uye kumele ube ne-certificate se-COVID-19. So sicela ukuthi sisebenzisaneni kanjalo, siwubambenini umthetho ukwenzela ukuthi futhi kungaphindi kugcine kuvalwa. Angithi bengaphindi bevala futhi ukuthi hayi abantu sebetheleke kakhulu umkhuhlane usukhona futhi, so ugcine kuvalwa, kusilambise sonke ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi sonke singabaningi, especially abantu abaningi abakulela lizwe balapha eSouth Africa and esiphila ngako khona lokhu ukuthi kube kulayitshwa, silayitsha, sihambisa impahla ekhaya, sihambisa nabantu ekhaya ngoba abaningi abanazo imoto zokuthi bezihambele ngemoto zabo bathembele kubomalayitsha. Nempahla abaningi abakwazi ukuthi bezithwalele impahla zabo bathembe thina singomalayitsha. So besicela sincedisaneni khona lapho. And okunye sathanda ukubonga ukuthi lisisupportile, noba kunjalo i-corona bekuyisikhathi se-corona kodwa lisisupportile. So besithanda ukuthi sibonge khona lapho, siyabonga kakhulu. Njengoba amabhodi evuliwe sijabulile kakhulu ngokusebenza, ngokuthi siyaqala ukusebenza, yonke into ihamba ngomumo, yonke into ihleli kahle. So abanesifiso sokuthi bebekwazi umalume ukuthi umalume utholakala kanjani kuphi, ungangidinga kuFacebook ngomalume uMalayitha. Uzongithola khona lapho, kanye inamba zami ezaseSouth Africa zithi 0844612095. Easy numbers,
so that's another Malaysia there. So these guys are very innovative. They are doing a lot of business, you know, across the borders. And we know that they know exactly what happens across the borders. So there's a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues that he was talking about here. And basically he's concerned about the devastating effects of COVID-19. So he says, you know, some of them were no longer working. And if ever they were doing anything, it was at a very low level. So now they're able to cross the borders. So he's advising people to always carry, you know, all the documents that are wanted whenever they're transporting people across the borders, and even their goods too. So he's saying all that is needed. So this is exactly what our other guest, Ntando Ndlovu, was actually saying, you know, because these guys play a critical role in society. Chonga?
Gibbs, he warned his colleagues of the dangers of COVID-19. He said this is something we should take seriously, and people are urged to take precautions and observe regulations, which is something that I think is very important in this aspect. Imanzwa Mukoma Mtando Ntlovu vanoita basa rekutyaira vachibva Cape Town vachipinda munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muZimbabwe kusanganisira muHarare vachitakura zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvamunokwanisa kutumidzira nazvo navo kumusha muchitumira kuhama dzenyu kana iwo vasvika kuZimbabwe muchikwanisa kuti ndigirei chakati handisi vangu kuti vanozokwanisa here kuti igira zvatichida zvakanyanyifanana nemadora mazhanje nezvimwe zvakadaro asi basa vanokuitirai vari kuSouth Africa vari kutaurawo kuti tisakanganwa kuti chirwere cheCOVID-19 chirwere chiriko saka ngatichingwarire Egypt.
Yes, and we've got a lady that is a cross-border trader as well. She's based in Bulawayo. Her name is Pretty Mpofu. Let's hear what she's saying about her business.
Salubonani, ibizo lami nguPretty Mpofu. Ngingumama ophila ngokuthengisa ngiwoda ngaphandle kwamazwe ngizothengisa ngapha eZimbabwe. Njengoba lokhu kwaqala i-lockdown, savalelwa amaboda, savalelwa ukuthi sichaphe imingcele ngaphansi ngaphandle kwamalizo sehoda. Njengomama ophila ngokusebenza, ngihlangane lama-challenges okuthi kokungasaphileki sokunzima, sesingasakwanisi ukuthi siphume ngaphandle kwelizo sehoda. Sesisenza okuthi sithumele abanye abantu ukuthi basihodele ngale ngaphandle kwamazwe, abantu labo esibaphinda sibabhadale futhi izimali, siphinde futhi sifake nakuma-cargo trucks ayiwavumela uhulumende ukubana ahambe. Kuma-cargo trucks lapho lakho futhi besihlangana nama-challenges okuthi kwezinye izikhathi impahla besilahleka, kwezinye izikhathi besidurisela, thereby besesifuna sihlangana nokuthi ipa-business ebesesiwenza all this time during lockdown period besingasatholi ama-profits. And another problem futhi ebesesihlangana layo ikuthi ngesikhathi khonaphana kule lockdown singathengisi singahambi sihlane lama-challenges okuthi sacina sesidla imali zokuda sacina sesidla imali zonke zokuthi siwode okungakokuthi sikhuluma kumanje nje noma sokuthe sokuvuliwe amabhoda imincele yokuthi sikhosele ngaphandle kwamanye amazwe sivuliwe akusahambe ngoba zona imali zokuthi sibuyele bhek isiqalisa amabhizinisi asisela mali sesadla zonke imali zokuda sasala nje sizidlalele. Phezu kwakuthi khona lokhu ngesikhathi se-lockdown, ngesikhathi siphathisa ama-cargo trucks, ngesikhathi siphathisala abantu esibathi ngamarana abayebade abantu besiwodela izinto besihlanga lama-challenge wathi abaningi bakhona bebengathembakalanga kusiba lokulahleka kwezimali kube lokubuya kwezinto zishodile. So engingakutsho yikuthi i-lockdown leyi lesikhathi lese-COVID-19 njengama-cross-border traders, omama abangama-widows, omama abangama-single mothers hlangane lama-challenges amaningi akuhlukumezeka abaningi sigcine sesigula imikhuhlane yokuba le-stress imikhuhlane yama-heart problems ngenxa yakhona lokhu ukuthi kuyabe kunzima njengomama uhlangana lama-challenges okuthi nxati uvele uphila ngokuthi uzisebenze uzithengze uchaphe ngaphandle kwemincelo yehoda sesihlezi manje ezindlini asisathengisi asisela mali yokuhoda uhulumende laye waphinda wasithembisa izimali zokuhoda uzasinika imali ama-cushion fund awe-COVID-19 ama-cushion fund lawo anathe kuya kwakuya kungama-$60 in RTGS okuyimali esingazange senelise ukuthi vele singathengani ngayo ngaphandle kokuthi iningi lethu sathatha lezo mali sathenga impuphu kwaba yikuphela kwayo. So besikhangelela ukuthi ethi singabe kade singomama njengoba nje sokuvuliwe imingcele yokuthi sikhosele ngaphandle kwamazwe sithole uncedo lokuthi sithole imali zokuthi siphinde si-restoke siqalise futhi amabhizinisi ethu siqalise futhi ukwenelisa ukondla abantwana impilo ziqhubekele phambili. Ngiyabonga.
So that is pretty powerful. She's saying a lot of things here, you know, and one of the things, Chonga, is on, you know, challenges that they've been facing. So she says one of the issues was on, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic, which actually confined them to their homes. So she says they ended up using all the seed money that they had, you know, because of these challenges. And at the same time, the cargo trucks that were allowed by the government were really unreliable. At times they were losing their goods. In most cases, they were expensive in terms of ferrying these goods across the borders. And she says that they were given only 60 bond by the government as part of the stimulus package to help businesses. So she says, no, in fact, they didn't even use that money to buy goods, but they had to buy food because they had nothing to eat. So that's the scheme of things there.
Hongu manzwa wadiwa watereri zvataurwa naamai Pretty Mpofu wari kubulawayo vanorarama nekutenga vachitengesa vanoenda vachinohodha kusouth africa vatengesawo zvakare kusouth africa vari kuti aiwa kuvhurwa kwakaitwa miganho nezuro kwakauya sechinhu chakarerutsa upenyu hwevanhu vakawanda kusanganisira naivo sezvo vanga vachita dambudziko rekuti vange vachiwana mararamiro nokuti vakapedzisira vatozodya mari yavaifananga vachipinza mubhizinesi yatingati mbeu yekudyara mubhizinesi mavo inganzi seed money. Vari kutiwo rubatsiro rwavakawana kuhurumende rwanga ruri mari shoma shoma zvekuti havana zvikuru zvavakaita kunze kwokutongotengera mhuri chikafu. Vataurawo nyaya yekuti iro dambudziko recovid-19 riri kuvhara zvinhu ndechimwe chechinhu chinoramba fanirama vachichichengeterwa pfungwa nevanhu muchichengeta mupfungwa menyu kuti kune dambudziko recovid-19 tose tisakanganwa. Gibbs.
Yes, we still have Mr. Ntando Ndlovu. You can pose a question. He's going to respond.
Yes. Mr. Ndlovu.
Yes, I think his phone is muted, so
okay.
He's trying to unmute. So, Baba Ndlovu, can you hear? Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yes. Mr. Ndlovu, yesterday was the first day and today the second day. Any upsurge or rise in customers approaching you to help ferry their goods?
Yes, as I said before, we've been doing it since level three. So for us, like it's good news that what is opening. So now we get to like, we cannot call it back to normal, but it's better than before. So now it's a lot of people now start calling them. Like a lot of people are going to need to travel home. Now we're going to Christmas holiday. So I think now business is going to be better now.
Christmas. So once you born again, Baba, oh, I'm going to sizokutwa kukona kulihlupa kakhulu njalo utshela abantu ukuthi nxa befuna ukuthi bekuphathise kumele bekuthole njalo ushayisibile ngamafitshane indaba yakho lapho.
Yeah, okade kuhlupa kakhulu eborder yikugcinwa isikhathi eside. Ama-officers awasiphathi kahle lapha emngceleni, ikugcinwa isikhathi eside nifuna izimali eningazi ukuthi ngezani, yikho nje kade kuluhlupho ikakhulu ekwelakithi ngale lapha. Hhayi, kudluleka kahle nje le-South Africa mase singalekela kithi sesifika sigcinwe kwesinye isikhathi kugcinwe i-2 weeks yonke eborder lapho ufuna izinto
eziningi.
Yilo nje uhlupha sihlangabezana nalo.
So i-2 weeks lapho babefuna imali.
I-2 weeks leyo kuyabe kufuneka imali
eyokudiza.
So if imali ingekho then hhayi usuba le nkinga-ke lapho usugcina sala uyirize leyo mali. So kufanele ufonele abangane apha emuva ukuthi bakufakele izimali ukuze uzukwazi ukuthi uqhaphe.
Mina
abangabe befuna ukuthi bangiphathise bangangithola ku 076 179 1116. Thina sihamba njalo ngomgqibelo kanye ngeviki, umgqibelo yonke siyaphuma.
Yeah, akuphinde futhi inombolo yakho baba.
Inamba ngu-076 179 1116.
Yeah, sicela ubambe khonapho ke umute futhi ifoni yakho uba ubambile khonapho. Siyabuya kuwe Baba Ndlovu. I think we've got another guest, Jonga. And this, let's hold on 1 second. Let's introduce our next guest. There he comes. Quiet, Jonga. Quiet, sir.
Yes. Oh, let me see the first Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Taylor.
Yes, that's Dr. Tonderai Taylor, a Zimbabwean based here in the United States of America, in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Taylor, welcome to our show.
Oh, I think he got cut off. I mean,
he's still adjusting his camera.
Yes, I think he touched the wrong button.
Okay.
So, things happen somehow. The person can hold that pattern in the wrong way. So we've got a poet. You know this poet, Obed Dube, is in a competition. Or let me say, it's not a competition per se. He has been invited to a certain awards ceremony. Let's hear what he's saying about this, Chonga. I think he will say it very briefly, Just hold on there. Let me just try to bring him, and then we hear what he's saying. There he comes.
Ibizo lami ngingu-Obert Dube. Nginominethwe ku-Pan-African Poet of the Year, i-Africa yonkana jikelele. Umcimbi wakhona uzabe useCameroon, mhla zilishumi lantathu kuMpalakazi edolobheni laseDwala. Ngicela lingivotele bakithi. Uhamba kulelo khasi, ubusungena kwi-inbox, ubusubhala inamba ezithi #801. Ivoti lakho liqakatheke kakhulu, lingangenza ngixhase bese ngithola isicoco lesi. Ngiyabonga. Ihechi yami ithwele nzima ngomkakho. Usengathi ijura olendlu yami. Ngicela i-charger ye-Samsung ekuseni, angicela i-Nokia emini, angicela i-Hawaii ntambama. Uphuma phandle ethandela ilembu. Wenza imikhuba yakhe umumkami engekho. Uyangibhaza ngifone athi sorry phone yakhe isidayela yodwa. Uyangifonela ngicela ukuthi amagetsi azahamba. Uyakwazi ngisebenze ezesa mina. Makhelwane, khuza umkakho. Ngibona njengesihlona esingelanzipho lamazwane. Makhelwane, khuza umkakho. Uzafuya amagoli usithi ngokiti, uzafuya amakhanka usithi izinja. Ezale sibani siyakwazi ngiyakho sibili, kodwa makhelwane khuza umkakho.
That is a poet Dube. You know, he's got a lot to tell, you know, and criticize these things every time.
He's very good. He reminds me of my days in school, Gibbs. I used to be a very good poet.
You can even do it now, you know?
I can, but you know, I need to put my head gear.
Yeah. Let's bring in. maybe I can make money out of you, you know?
Yeah, you can, Gibbs, as long as I'm the manager.
So now let's try to get Taylor. I think Taylor has got a challenge with his network.
Yes.
Because every time he tries to come in, then he's a bit cut off. Let's be talking to, I think maybe we're going to get him now. Just hold on 1 second. I think there he comes. Dr. Taylor, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, very good. Chonga, go ahead.
Yes, Taylor, magadi zeny.
Tripo magadi baba.
I wonder if you do not tend to make one so one and way up in Amchurumba Chedu. Yet, Lord Kurukure, Nequenu, George Jacob, and Dogurguns in every Rimi, Wakawanda, Matong Rueny, Kamsaruzom, Doka, Mirakuko, I go to our own to our co, I see.
Hapana kubirirwa kwakaitwa pasarudzo yachango yachango pfuura. Chinoita kuti ndokuti vakuru kana vakundwa ndozva zvinoita. Chekutanga ndechekuti makoresa apfuura aya yanga iriko voter suppression indirectly nekuti munoziva kuti vanhu vazhinji vechitema havakwanisi havana minzi dzekudriva kuenda kuma polling station kwavanonovhotera. Uyezve vanhu vazhinji vechitema havana mabasa akanaka. Saka zvichireva kuti panguva yekuvhota iyi, iyo vanenge vari kumabasa kumashift, vaisakwanisa kuvhota. But nyaya yekuti kwakazoitwa mail in voting yakakwaita kuti vanhu vazhinji vakwanise kuvhota vasingaise mabasa avo pakaipa kana kuti vasingadzinge kumabasa uye vasingatsvage transport yekuenda kuno kumapolling stations. Saka vaikwanisa kuvhota nguva ichiripo, vanhu vese vakakwanisa kuvhota kunyange vaisakwanisa kuvhota kare. Saka manamba ose akabuda achivhotiswaya, zviro kwazvo vanhu vakavhota hasi yekubirira ba.
Maybe you can explain the same in English, Dr. Taylor.
Yeah, sure. The voting that has happened in Georgia is one of the fairest, I believe, over the years. And it has given opportunities to people who were not able to vote before. Understanding our voting situation or our voting laws here in the state of Georgia, or mostly in the southern states, voter intimidation is not where people are intimidated directly. But most people, some of them, if they've committed some small crimes and they are afraid to come to polling stations, that's one. And secondly, most of the people work shift jobs. And during the voting day, some of them may not be able to come to vote. And number three, some people are far away from polling stations. They don't have movement to go to polling station. So you see that Stacey Adams did was to arrange and organize transportation for people to go to voting stations. That's one. And number two, the mail-in voting enabled all those people who could not make it to the voting stations, to the polling stations on election day, to be able to vote. One, people who had some form of minor crimes, they are afraid to go to voting stations because there are always police people there. But in this case, they could just mail in their vote, so there's no, they are not afraid anymore to go to polling stations. So you find that most of the black the people of non-white people were able to vote without any fear of going to the voting stations. And thirdly, those people who had shift jobs, they were able to vote and mail their votes without losing any form of income per se. So that enabled a lot of people who vote for the Democratic Party to vote, whereas in other years they were not able to vote because of those other issues.
Thank you so much, Dr. Taylor Gibbs. You heard it from Dr. Taylor there that Stacey Adams opened avenues for many black people in Georgia who were not able to vote in previous elections, but this time they managed to vote. I think she's one of the drivers behind the successful win in Atlanta, in Georgia, for the Democratic Party. She did a lot making sure that people go out to vote. And the mail-in votes, they counted so much in favor of the Democratic Party because many people, as Dr. Taylor explained, used to fear going out to vote there. I remember that even back home, you know, I grew up in a certain location where I cannot mention names. But, you know, some guys, they used to send us as young boys to buy them whatever they wanted at the shops, be it beer, cigarettes and all that, because themselves, they were afraid to go to the shops because the police were hunting for them.
That's right.
So this time, these guys, you know, were able to vote because of the mail-in system. And also the fact that there were boxes where people would just walk and drop their ballots. That's one thing that also helped. But those are the votes that President Donald Trump is disputing, Gibbs.
Yes. So Dr. Taylor, we see that there's another election coming. So at the end of the day, if people fear going to the polls and we see that there's a clash between Republicans and the president, and the governor and everybody else, what's going to happen to this senatorial runoff?
Well, they're still issuing out mail-in ballots. As of now, I think they've issued over 750,000 mail-in ballots to people who are willing to vote by mail. So we expect the same. The only danger is that, or the only downside is that right now, with the... Well, what the president is saying, that there's voter fraud, it's bound to be negative on the Republican Party because people won't be going to the voting stations anyway because they see no reason to vote when the election is going to be fraudulent. So it's not a positive thing on the Republican Party. But I believe right now the Democrats are motivated to vote. And the mailing votes, voters, the voting papers have been sent out already. And the Democrat grassroots people are doing a lot of work encouraging people to vote. So if the turnout remains the same, then the possibilities of those senatorial seats flipping is real.
Gibbs, this is what Attorney General Barr told the Associated Press, the AP. That U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have been working to follow up specific complaints and information they have received. But, quote, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election, of course. That is what Attorney General Barr has said. So with these words, he is disputing his president, Gibbs.
So now, what happens, Dr. Taylor, if an attorney general who was supposed to investigate these so-called fraud cases says, no, you know what, FBI and other people in the Department of Justice are finding no evidence. So this effectively means Mr. Trump is out of the presidency, right?
That is correct. Mr. Trump, as it stands with the declared states, is automatically out of the office come January 21st. Right now, I think the strategy for him is to continually say that this election has been fraudulent so that it takes away the legitimacy of President-elect Joe Biden when he takes office. It's an argument that he can use to relaunch a campaign in 2024 if he chooses to do so. But at the same time, knowing the current president, he's someone who likes the press and it keeps him on the press all the time.
Ndofunga nangangu kanda mfunzo. Zangu neshona Gibbs kuna Dr. Taylor. Dr. Taylor, tunaona kuti imo mu Georgia, mamuri, mune sarudzo. Ziri kutarisirwa kuti dzingangozo. Wene chekuita chikuru kwazvo ku Congress uko ku Senate dze Senate zvizva mungataura pamusoro pesarudzo iyo tiona kuti kunenge kuri kutarisirwa kuita rerun
tingati izvozvi sarudzo yeku Georgia yava yakosha zvikuru kune mapato ose ari kukwikwidzana nekuti akahwiniwa nema Democrats zvinova kuti ma Democrats akawana majority because nenyaya kuti vice president anenge ari mudemocrats ndiye anenge akukasta the deciding vote if pakaita mangange masits ayanga ari ma Republicans so far asi nezvatiri kuona zviri kuitika muno muGeorgia ndosaka maziso ose enyika aratarisa kuGeorgia kuti vakwani ma Republicans akwanise kuwina masits iwayo vo maintaina majority yavo mumbahuru. Democrats arikuda kuti ahwine masits iwayo kuti akwanise kuti vafambise zvido zvavo zvinenge zvichitungamirwa na President-elect Joe Biden.
Asi muchitarisa mafambiro ari kuita kutsvagwa kwerutsigiro pari zvino, muri kuona zvakarerekera kudivi ripi? Tichiona kuti veRepublican Party vari kuburikidza naPresident Trump vari kuti sarudzo ikoko dzakabirwa. Zvinhu zvingatarisirwa here kuti zvingashanduka pane sarudzo dziri kuitwa idzodzi?
Pari zvino hationi zvichishanduka nekuti matauriro ari kuita mutungamiriri wenyika President Donald Trump ndeari kuti izvo avo vakaita sarudzo vakabirira. Saka vazhinji vebato ravo vari kutsutsumwa kuti tinonovhota sei kana tichibirirwa. Saka izvozvo zviri kuita kuti vanhu vavo vange vachitsutsumwa kuuya kuzovhota zvakare. Saka maonero edu ndeyekuti zvikaramba zvakadaro, maDemocrats vanokwanisa kuhwina masits iwayo.
Thank you so much, Dr. Taylor Gibbs.
So, Dr. Taylor, we see that the president is going to be campaigning at the weekend in Georgia. What's your take on that?
Yes, he has promised to come this Saturday to campaign in Georgia. The challenge is he is really fighting against his own statements. On one side, where he's saying that the election has been stolen or there have been invalid votes that have been casted in the state of Georgia, and he's fighting with the Republican team that leads the state of Georgia, who are saying that everything that has been voted has been validated and it's valid. Now, what's happening here is that if he is coming here to endorse these current two senatorial candidates to go through, but at the same time, he's also saying that the voting system is not fair or is fraudulent in one way or the other, which... In this case, he is trying to energize his best to come back and vote again. the same base that he's telling that if you vote, your election is going to be stolen. So he has got up his task right now, as far as you can see.
Mm-hmm. Jonga?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ndongo dzokora mvunzo wataurwa na Gibbs, Dr. Taylor, kuti tinonzwa kuti vaTrump vari kutarisirwa kuuya kunotsvaga rutsigiro vachibatsira nhengo dzavo dziri kukwikwidza musarudzo yeSenate iyoyi. Munotarisira chii kubva kuna vaTrump? Tichiona kuti mamiriro akaita zvino mubato ravo reRepublican Party pari zvino munenge musina kuzvivira kana kudonzera pamwe chete nenyaya yekuti vamwe vari kuti sarudzo dziri kubirwa vamwe vachiti aiwa zvakabuda ndizvozvo.
Vari kuuya zviro kwazvo musi Saturday kuno kuAtlanta kuGeorgia kuti vazokurudzira nhengo dzebato ravo kuti vauye vachivhota. Asi chiri kukatyamadza vazhinji ndechekuti ivo vari kuti sarudzo yakaitwa pekutanga muna November yakabirirwa. Saka vateedzeri vebato ravo vari kuti zvinotovhoterei zvakare isiza kuti zvichadii. Mavhotsi acho achabiwa zvakare. Saka kuuya kwavari kuita ndofunga vada kurukurukidza vanhu vavo kuti vauye vavhote kunyange zvazvo vachiti vakabirirwa.
Thank you so much. And Gibbs, remember on the 14th of December, the Electoral College is meeting to certify the winner of the 2020 elections. Mm-hmm. Gibbs, what can you say about that?
So the electors come to Washington basically to come and vote for the president. So we know that a president has to amass 270 votes from the electors in order to become a president. So as it is right now, it's still, it's not shaky, but it's something that has been pegged by Joe Biden, as per what newspapers are saying and radio stations and everybody else. But when the electors come to Washington and cast all those votes, for the president-elect Joe Biden, it will then solidify him as the president-elect proper, that this guy now is ready to go. So thereafter, then they'll wait for the inauguration. And, right now we know that, Joe Biden is actually is now in a position to get some kind of insights of some security issues. He's also capable of talking to any government official to find out what is going on, including the issue of COVID-19. So preparations appear to be moving towards December 14th, where these electors will cast their votes, and those votes will be taken by Congress, then Congress signs them. After they are signed and sealed, then officially Biden becomes the president-elect proper. It becomes official at that stage. At this stage, it's not yet official. So when it becomes official is the time when all the electors have cast the 270 plus votes. So that's where it is now. Thereafter, then inauguration and everyone else becomes happy or very unhappy about the whole status quo, So they that's what is going to happen.
Yes. Ndikandikande mvunzo kuna Dr. Taylor kuti pane vamwe vari kutyira kuti dzimwe nguva ivo vari kusarudzwa kubva kumatunhu ivava vanonovhota paelectoral college apa. Panogona kuti vasvika ikoko voti aiwa, isusu tinogona kuti tichinje maonero edu tosarudza asina kusarudzwa nedunhu redu. Zvingatarisirwa here zvekuti vanozonochinja vakavhoterwa, toti vaBiden ndo vakavhoterwa kudunhu reGeorgia uko, vasvika vamakasarudza kuti anga achienda kunovhota kunokuwa kuDC osvikochinja kuti aiwa, ndofunga kuti vaTrump ndo vakahwinha kwedu uko?
Ya, mukutaurika zvinogona kutaurika saizvozvo, asi mubumbiro remutemo remastates ese zvavo anokodzerwa kuti kana zvichinge zvaita saizvozvi bato rimwe rahwina mustate yacho, mutemo unoti vanosarudza maelectors eparty iyoyo, vemademocrats achasarudzwa kubva muno muGeorgia vachienda kuWashington ma-16 aripo vonovhota. Saka hazvina kumbobvira zvaitika. Ndifunga kuti zvinoitika parwendo runo.
Thank you so much. Maybe Gibbs, you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes.
So Taylor, looking at the way that Mr. Trump has been doing with his lawyers and all these other things happening in USA. You are from Zimbabwe, and you have seen how elections are being conducted. Do you think the elections here genuinely were free and fair?
Yes, they were. What the president is doing is using the laws that exist within this democratic system to challenge what he thinks might give him leverage. It's just that you are allowed to challenge the results and to get recounts within a certain threshold. In this case, it's less than 1%. You're allowed in certain states to request a recount. And there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. It's within the legal system that has been structured by the democracies of this country. That one, you can request for a recount. Two, you want to make sure that every valid vote has been counted and not counted, if that is the case. So you have seen in the case of Wisconsin, where they did the recount there, and Joe Biden ended up getting more votes that had not been counted. The same that happened in Arizona, they did the recount. And here in Georgia, they did a recount again. And those are provided within the legal systems of the country, where a losing candidate can challenge the results if they've fallen within a threshold. But after, as you have mentioned, after December 14, when the Electoral College has voted, there's no recourse. He has to, and there's nothing that says a president should concede, but once you've lost, you've lost. So he can actually go out of office without conceding that I lost.
Now, looking ahead, looking at what is going to happen, do you think he's going to attend the inaugural ceremony? Is he going to do that?
I think he will.
If not?
It's unprecedented. But the fact is that Donald Trump is, someone who wants to be in the news all the time. So anything that gives him the popularity, and right now, I believe he's using this recount to get money for donations from his support base. You can imagine all the 73 million people contributing towards these cases. This money is going to be used either for his recampaign in the next election season and all that. So, yeah.
But how does America look like right now? When you look at the depth and breadth of democracy, is it shaken?
The system is robust, so I don't think it's shaken. It's the system of democracy in this country is robust, and it's been like this. If you go back a few years, the similar thing happened when there was the Al Gore versus Bush election, where Al Gore got the popular vote, and there was this Florida election case. But after that, people rallied together and started building their country and moving forward. The same thing when Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton got the popular vote, but he lost the Electoral College. But people would say this is a divided country in terms of who they would want to lead the time. But once the president is chosen, people fall behind and follow the president.
Maybe my last question is, since there is all this commotion about elections and COVID-19, are people going to vote in Georgia, going to the polling stations? That's the last question.
People in Georgia are excited. They want to vote. They are going to vote. Like I mentioned earlier, over 750,000 mail-in ballots have already been sent out to individuals and all those people who are willing to vote by mail. And early voting starts, I think, December 14th. So people will go there and vote before the January 5th actual election day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, we are out of time. I think we have to end it here, Chonga. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Tondela Itela, and we also wish to thank Mr. Ntando Ndlovu, who is a Malaita. You know, a Malaita is a very, very creative fellow that ferries goods up and down from Zimbabwe to South Africa and so forth. We also wish to thank Mr. Dennis Turu, of the Cross Border Traders Association of Zimbabwe. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland. Thank you.
Good night, guys. Good night.